Begin the card daf and says about becoming the sum of love. Begin the alpha, begin the tesmata, begin the words of the Gemara. Beisham hold heim b'lei blood the same. So although gam includes shneihem, but the word of heim of shneihem excludes the vladis. It says mashmas hachas sounds like over here. The tefim is that, but lesser. That's more logical to say it's forbidden. Chit nevas and silas when you have wheat that you make into silas. That in other words, that it remains the same. You're listening to the same more than the child, but the child is less the same. And therefore, it's not included in the essay. So it says, it's a wonder, because the parakal, it's lam, the gmur, and the words of the zemen, and there, Taisa, the maskal hach explains, mashma, it sounds like the opposite. Kabi yeshinu, le never eloi. Is there halacha of shinu for what was worshipped or not? The Bible, the gmur wants to say, the mishtach b'lachitin, that if you bound out to eat, so kimchen mutu le menachis, the flower is permitted for menachis, which, meaning it is considered something different. And it's not be aser, but avikav. I mean, although we say be ibru b'sev nirbu when it was pregnant and it was sodomized. Divak kol asur, and everyone agrees it's forbidden. So Taisus, yeah, because the hosom over there mekocha behema v'hash to behema, because originally it was a behema and now it's a behema, and ubavahu da'achida ba'apa. Now, hocha would be mikor chid mahashta kemach, but here it was originally wheat, and now it's flour. So you see that we're saying what's more different is actually the shinoi and not the vlad. So it says, "Enom, we don't say the shchin the vlad esnat." The reason why we permit the vlad of the esnat over here, oh, I'll tell you the difference. Because here, tomorrow, where you gave it to her, and only then became pregnant, not like the case where they was pregnant, and then there was, the aver was done with it. No, the hamash perik chalasurin, because it sounds like it's more diplomatic than baby, and all but it ties the muscle of the nicha. To do the blood and avar, shereen the blood esna, that it's similar to the case of the fetus that was sodomized. That's the case when we permit the blood esna, which was already pregnant. So then it sounds like the opposite of what we're saying over here. So said Rishon, you can say is not the Hosav Adi Yisla Hatu Yoseh. You know, there for sure it's more permitted Chid Mishun Nishtar of Anasa Soilus when you have wheat that changed and was made into flour Milvlaj Nervas from the case of the fetus that was sodomized. Why? Because the heel the Nervo, because it and its fetus were both sodomized, so they were both included in the aver being done to them. Ubaba ba'alma v'achida ba'apa. Now Avol b'gabe Esnan, meaning it was done to both of them. But by the esna, it could die to mishum kemach. Her primary intention was because of the flower. The gabe behema, it could die to a vlad. But by the animal, the primary intention is on the cow and not on the vlad. So you're right. The vlad is going to be excluded because that's not what her intention of the gift was. But when she got the wheat, so although this changed, but that's what she wanted. She didn't want the wheat. And therefore, that's the gift that he was giving her. And therefore, that's going to be forbidden. Next test begins with the gemara. Tlon kid mekar. So if it's sheep, then it's like it originally was. But if it's damim, it's going to be like how it is right now. So what does that mean? So nearly it appears to the dach appears. This is what it means. The lint flev and aisle, regarding if you have a lamb that became a ram. Oi, kuchim in the spot, or was weaker and became fat. Oi, ipcho, the other way around, where it was fat and then it got weakened. In all those cases, misham kefil nami, v'chin dal v'he, ikin mikar. You can pay as originally was worth, come like Karen, like the principal. I'm dumb. What does it mean, dumb? The hainu yukabizula, when it goes up and down in price, financial differences, kishalachshav, that's going to be as it is right now, meaning, they're going to evaluate the lamb of what was stolen, according to how big or how small shahi b'shazkaneva as it was at the time it was stolen, but lefi yukabizula hash, according to the price that it is right now. Now, the time of the lamb, the reason of the when it's the animal is Mishum Da'amalik, because he says, you think I stole an ox from you? And that's not what I stole from you, so if I'm going to pay what it was originally. And the Bukhat didn't say anything, when it was weakened and he fattened, Da'amalik says, you think I stole a fat one from you? Now, I'm going to be dumb, man, but that's the contrast, but regarding the value of the money, the price that it's on the market, in Shaykh, can't say, oh, did I steal a more expensive one from you? Because it's the same thing, just price, the difference. But listen to Kranami, also in the wording of the Pasuk, also Guf Tzoin Ubakor in this Garma Pasuk. It's the actual Tzoin Ubakor that's mentioned in the Pasuk. But the Shimonan, the Gemara Darshan later on the Pesach Zayim and Beis, Shem Gan B'Shar Shav Amana. If you steal an axe worth a mana, Leisham Tachtam Hein Negin. You don't pay 5 week ones in place of it because the Chesim Tachtav. It says in place of it, the Mashmat Zayim Tachas Guf Hashar in the place of the actual Shar itself. And since the actual wording of the actual axe is mentioned in the pasuk, therefore we say Tolayim that if you're giving the actual in regards to the animal, tell me as it was in the beginning. Now, although it's at the time of the slaughtering, which is what the liability davehe comes for, which is only later on, so too, but it's also the time when he stole that's also causing it, because if there's no stealing, then there's no liability of slaughtering and selling. That's regarding the actual animal itself. Of a dumbim, but regarding the monetary value, which that's all dependent on the valuation of the court. And becoming this karma pasuk, not mentioned in the pasuk. That the logic is that you'll vitalize the principle of as it was stolen, but not the 4 or 5 times the amount. That would only be at the time of the court case. Because that's when the court's evaluating. That's when they're going to hold you liable for. He explains differently. He says, there's no difference between the lamb, I mean the animal itself, what happened to it, when you're giving it back, or regarding the price that goes up and down. Look, we have the interpretation like this. Tloim shadiba hanabraisa, that the Braisa talking about the hainu, it's the Braisa's case of lamb, meaning the tleb nasa isle. Regarding the lamb that became a ram, shenishtanu lamal yusa, that it changed for the better, kidmikar, that's kind of as it originally was. But what then would be in that case, according to Bantam, yukabazula, that it was more expensive and then went down. The Mikar Shavin Zuzul Msef Arba, meaning in regarding up and down pricing, meaning in the case of the Mikar Shavin Zuzul Msef Arba, when it went up in price, then we get the Mikar. Yeah, that's going to be like it was originally, because Lahachma Dal Behei Loy Omer Rav. That Rav never said to make it more stringent. That's going to be as it originally was when it was cheaper. Damim, Perish, Damim, the Arben, Behu Rav. And when it says Damim, it doesn't mean generally. Again, it means the terminology that we had used, in this case, Rav. Is kigin mikar shom arba b'sef shom zuzah. The victim was worth more, and then was worth less. And chan legerusa went down the price. Beikom a rav. That's what rav says. Kishal achshav. It's gonna be as it is right now. Again, which the more lenient of the interpretation. Well, the mitzvah same thing would be lambs kigin shemini v'kisha that it was fat and then got weakened. Now kishal achshav. It's gonna be as it is right now. All the malel and this that we said previously on samachim and aleph. Shemini v'kisha that it was fat and then got weakened. Can't you get them as it was when it was stolen? So you have to say that specifically was when he weakened with his hands. But done by itself, then you're right, it would be as it is right now in the more lenient version. With the words the didn't get a chance to give it until he died already, says he made. Which Tracer qualifies, says, even if he already had shorn 5 sheep, which is the measurement of giving the Matnas Kuna together, that already the obligation already took effect of giving the first shearings. Potter, Kishra Tavit, you're going to be exempt when you die. Kadash Kam, Reisha Gezel Kam, like we're going to go later on, the Tzadi Dalman Av, going to be Peya, regarding the mitzvah of Peya, the mitzvah of Sabakama, which the mitzvah is to leave it when it's standing green. Krishna Shtanis, but when you change it, Laman, the Mashina Kana, according to one holds it, Ashina is Kana, Potter, you're going to be exempt. Then says, he's been doing his say, how the Maisi Hasim, this, the Gemara brings over there. Later on, the Tzadi Gemara Beis. Because, as Reisha Tavit Potter, that if you, okay, if you shear one, you cut the hair of one, and then you died, you're going to be exempt. The question says, Taisa is my Yiddish Nishan. Why do you have to say one at a time, even if you do all of it, as we're saying over here, all together ready, and then you go ahead and you die? Even that's going to be part. So we have to say, do one and then you die, do one and then you die. The Shem does what he says, the Hazma Atul Atzab Miktas. That's what's saying that even if you died only part of it, but Nech Miktas and you left the other part undied, part you're going to be exempt. Atul Mashalai Tzab, even what was not died, because Shalichal of Chibrish Agiz, because the obligation never took effect, it keeps changing stuff, because it's not going to combine, because each one that you did, you already died some of it. Allah over here, Shagaz, Kashir Tchila, that you had cut the hair, all of the measurement already initially, Eminus Chayim Lekayin, that's already obligated to the Kayin, Tavka Tzabi Kulapata, that's where only if you do the whole thing, you're going to be exempt. Avanech Miktas, but if you left some of it, Mashanech Chayim, what was left is going to be obligated, Avishay Mashir, even though he does not have the measurement, because the obligation on the whole totality really took effect from beforehand. Next, there's not to begin the Gemara Asher Tzaveh until he dies. Now, in Lefarsh, don't explain Shetzaveh Chilke Shel Kayin. When you say it, it doesn't mean the portion of the Kayin, meaning Mashiv Shleb and Agiza, what you had separated from for the Kayin from what they was shorn, because Leishaych Be'Afrasha, There's no separation like truma, like by truma da frasha shaycha be, which there it has the element of separation. Al frasha risha geiz in klum mashmav shasad echad. That doesn't have any relevance. Kilu like frishas if even separate. So it just means when you did the shear, but not the anything that was necessarily separated for the kain. No, he says master the gemara mitzavei the la. When someone finds a lost object, lav isn't the kim da yayish magam minei b'chulu. Once the owner gives up hope, etc. Shemiri the Reis says the nafka learned the yish kain of aveda. Where do we learn out that giving up hope is an acquisition by a lost object? Modam bel mitzias. The gemara says bel mitzias dafchabazan man alef. Masim lemiyched is just like which is one of the terms mentioned in the pasuk about Shabbos aveda. A cloth which is distinct yish la simanim has a sign. Yish la tovim has claimants. Which pierce in other words, adish yish la simanim. But the fact that it has identifying features, yesh l'tayvim, has claimants. She'ina ba'al mesiyashin, that the owner doesn't give up hope. Kivin shesh b'mzim, because it has an identifying feature. But loike b'ri shepesh ha'kunshim. After Rashi explains, if they shesh l'tayvim, that, oh, so it has a claimants. She'ina shal hefker, so it's not ownless. Because it's similar, because a cloth is dava nasa b'di adam, it's something made by mankind. So it says, alam l'kra, lahachi. Why don't need a pasuk with that? Pshita d'shal hefker b'ata. Of course, it's by hefker it's b'ata. D'lami yoshim, who would you return it to? So rather, it's the way Tais is explaining that by having simanim, so then it has taivim, because the Abam don't give up hope, because it has a simanim. Of course, Rabbein Tam, this is difficult Rabbein Tam. There's Laman, according to the one that says, which brought in by Mitzvah there, Chabazayin, at the end of Amarav, simanim love the Raisa, that identifying feature is not a biblical aloha to have it returned to you. If that's the case, whether the thing has a sign or not an identifying feature, that means to say that's not being returned to the owner biblically, or they aid them only through witnesses. So if a person is going to give up hope from something that does not have a simon, so then the person will give up just as much hope when it has a simon, because there's never saying, because either one is not getting it back to you, or they aid them only through witnesses. If that's the case, so you're never going to return the lost object because everyone gives up hope, because having a simon doesn't help. And then the answer is no. The avag of the simon love their rice, although identifying feature is not a biblical halacha to get it returned. And the emes akim beidim, you're only going to get a return with witnesses. Because mokum emes yaish medavish shesh by simon, you're still not going to give a pope from someone that has a simon. Shoshul b'nei adam, because he's going to ask people. Reisim talis shalit shavati. Did you see the talis of mine that I lost? Shoy b'kach v'kach simon. He's going to have an identifying feature. How to ask people? But shem b'simon, if it doesn't have a sign, emes yaish is going to give a pope. Shein yidei malish, doesn't know what to ask. Bein sabalim to edim loyim, doesn't think he'll ever find witnesses ever. That's the case. So what's pushing the Gemara to say over there? And according to one hold, simanim is not biblical. Simanim kedinis bum. So that, okay, you're right. When we mentioned simanim was not really relevant, it was just parenthetical. But Hakla maybe could say, to learn not at simon, we didn't say the case of a simon. It's just to tell us that they catch a taiman, just that it'll have a claimant. So there is relevancy. Beshtemet is what you say is no. The love simanim deraisa. If simanim were not biblical, lahoy loy klal laskim. I should not have mentioned them. And they shouldn't have said anything. Should have just said that. Okay, just like a cloth, there's something that has claimants. Or merely done the mishum simanim. Of course, we know that it has a claimant because it has identifying features. In fact, did you say that? Sounds like that. Oh, it's because it's deraisa, and that's why you have to say okay, it's kedinis. Next is matabing the gemara. Hachanam heroes given meyayish v'chulah since he gives up hope, etc. Now. The question that's bothering Taisis says, "Av b'shein yish ma'ubaveda bas das liyade." What are we comparing? Yish is not effective by a lost object after it comes to his hand. Kadama, like we say, "Lav kim the miyayish ma'ubam," and isn't it because the owner gives up hope? Mikmei do as liyade. That's what the Gemara says before it comes to his hand. Kadmila acquires it. Gudam be'el mitzis behedias. The Gemara mitzis of Chavam Beis says explicitly. So what are you trying to compare to Geneva over here? Which says Taisis, "No, mikom akam by the mail of shaper." We still want to learn out very well the yish kind of a gezel. That yish will be an acquisition, I guess, a bust as liyave after it comes to his hand, dibimitsiya nami. Because you're right, by a found object, although he wouldn't acquire it for this, that he wouldn't have to return at all and to be totally exempt, and that's because hoyil the Quran is chai bashavi, was already obligated in returning it, but at least he would acquire, at least in regard to his chai of the sham kim dum, that he wouldn't be obligated to pay the object itself back but its monetary value. That's what one learns regarding Gazel, that of course you're going to have to give it back, you're going to have to pay, but not the object itself. That's what Kinyan Gizela is, what we're trying to learn out from Kinyan Aved. Kinyan Gizela begins with the words like Mughal, given the Surah Asliyadi. That since it came to him in the prohibited state. Now, here it sounds like Shiish in Kaf Kagamar, that giving up hope is not like making something totally ownerless, because if that would be the case, so then even if it came to him in the prohibited state, still Yachalik Nasman Hefker, but the owner is making it ownless, then you could acquire it. The problem with this is, well, the Moshaleah, so this is says Nigmar getting Avlam Tesma base. This Yashti, me playing the Abdi. Someone says, I gave a Pope up getting my slave, that slave of mine back. The Loch is Loy Boy get Shafir does not have to have a document of emancipation. So, Iyamin Hamafka Abdi as Lacheris. If you say that someone makes his slave ownless, he goes out free, he veins off get Shafir, and he doesn't need a document of emancipation. So, it sounds like that it's comparing the two of them. So there's a lemish of the chimis yash. It's not because when you give a pope any mafkira, he's actually making him ownless. Because the EU should have a hefka, because if giving a pope would make it ownless, if there's a case of a loss liyad bisura, then even if it came to prohibitively, like we said, kibish mafka, once your mafka is zochem, and he would be meriting it. No. See, right, like we said, that's not the case. So lost some time, the reason over there is it's just comparing. Just like when something is ownless, you don't have to have a get shifter. His master has no dominion over here, over him. So too, when he gives a vote, his master doesn't have dominion, but it's not the same exact thing as hefker. We proved from our Gemara.